Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This is episode 74. How does social media impact your wallet? How does it impact your money? Does it cost you money or does it make you money? How can social media impact your financial habits? We're going to talk about all of this and all around social media today and all about your money. The money talking points for today's episode are, is social media good for my money? How can I reduce or increase the impact that social media has on my money? I'm excited to explore both ends of this topic today, so let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. All right, guess what? Social media can be very bad, but it can also be very good. It really depends on the source. So I want to talk about this from both sides. We're going to really take a look at how social media can help your wallet and how it can harm your wallet, because it can be pretty harmful. It can cause you to spend a lot of money because of advertising on social media, and advertising that's really good at knowing what you want. I've been in the market for an e-bike lately, and guess what? Everywhere I go, I see e-bike ads. That can be very harmful to my wallet because I might want to spend more money than I really need to, or it might throw off my path because I see an ad that makes me want a product more, even though I'm doing a whole lot of research. And one thing that was even a little weird is I've been doing a whole lot of research on e-bikes, but I went over to my grandpa's house and logged in on his computer on his email where there was an ad on the sidebar of his email, and it was showing me an ad for his e-bike. For an e-bike on my grandpa's email. So that was a little strange. But nonetheless, social media can be good. There could be very good resources like the Money Talk show with Skylar Fleming. You could follow like the Money Guy show. You could follow How to Money, Stacking Benjamins, a whole bunch of different resources on social media that can be helping you win with money. There could be a lot of bad things that you follow, like credit card companies or banks or anyone who's trying to get you to get a low interest rate loan, even though those can be helpful, but they just want to sell you. They just want you to buy their product and take out a loan with them and get credit card debt. But social media can be good. So let's talk about it from both sides, and let's talk about the impact next. All right, if you're using cash, which you can't really use cash on social media, but your wallet might be feeling empty after you go on social media. Your wallet can be left empty, but more realistically, your bank account can be left empty, or you have a ton of pending charges, or you have a ton of overdraft fees, because social media got you. It could get you and leave your wallet or your bank account feeling empty. Your investment accounts could be left empty because you're not prioritizing where you're saving your money, because you're spending all of it because of the things you see on social media with online shopping or with advertisements and things like that. But because of social media, you could have a very full and wealthy wallet and bank account. You could have a very full, fun, and fulfilled life because of social media, because you're following the right resources. And I hope you're picking up on the thread in this show, is that it's all about who you follow. If you're constantly shopping on Facebook, or you're shopping on Instagram or TikTok or whatever social media platforms popular at the time that you're listening to this, if you're constantly shopping on there and looking for the latest hit trends, you probably might end up with your wallet and investment accounts and savings accounts feeling empty. But if you're following the right resources, if you found resources that are good at helping you with your money with simple, short, quick money conversations or money facts or tips or tricks, you can be very wealthy and have a full, fun, fulfilled life because you know what you're doing with your money because of the resources you're following. But how do you actually implement this? So you've kind of wanted to make the switch now where you're not spending so much money on TikTok or whatever platform it is, or with online shopping, or feeling like you need to chase a trend or subscriptions and things like that. How do you actually implement your money so that social media can impact your wallet in a good way? Let's talk about that next. So So it's all about who you follow. This episode is going to be something that can help your wallet. A lot of my podcast episodes, I hope they're something that can help your wallet. That's the goal, is that all of my podcast episodes should be something that can help your wallet and your bank account. But be sure to get rid of those people who are selling you get rich quick schemes. If you're following someone on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, TikTok, whatever, what have it, YouTube, that's just trying to sell you some sort of a scheme, that all of their videos or posts or things like that are just sort of introduction to their program or their series or their thing that you need to pay for, that can be bad for your wallet. And I've mentioned on this podcast before that I do financial coaching, but that's not the primary goal of this podcast. I'm not mentioning it in every single episode. I'm not mentioning it as a like closing statement to everything that I say. So I'm not saying this podcast is here to help you make money so that you can buy my financial coaching program. But there are people out there that are trying to do that. They're trying to get you to buy their resource and their program, and avoid those. Those can be very bad for your wallet. But pay special attention to who you follow. Go through your follower list after this episode or while you're listening, go through it very intentionally and see what those people are trying to share on social media. This expands beyond your wallet, of course. And are they trying to just provide you free advice to help you? Or is it advice to maybe lead you down a path to buy something from them or spend your money in some fast, quick way that's going to benefit them, but maybe won't benefit you in the long run? But also there's a host of other things. If someone's posting something negative all the time or people are always complaining, go through your follower list intentionally and unfollow people. That's going to help you out. Or just get off social media altogether. But avoid content that tries to get you to do things right now in the instant. If they're trying to get you to go to their website right now, pay for it because you're going to not want to miss this deal or this sale, immediately stop, put in the 24-hour rule, and then move on with your day. Don't get caught up in get-rich-quick schemes or buy-my-thing-quick schemes or things like that. But let's talk about the money talking points next. The first money talking point is social media good for my money? And I think it can be. Find the right resources and follow them. Here are some good pages. I've mentioned these already. The Money Guy Show, How to Money, Stacking Benjamins, Chooseify, and of course, the podcast you're listening to, Money Talk with Skyler Fleming. There's a whole bunch more out there that I'm sure you could find, especially if you go to those other ones that I've mentioned. They'll often mention other resources that they think are good, or people who they have on as co-hosts or guests and things like that are good resources. So I would say start with those other four that I mentioned, but avoid anything that's trying to sell you something really hard. I've mentioned this multiple times. Obviously, people will try to advertise things and there's a place for advertising, but learn to understand what's a sales pitch and what's not good for your wallet. But the second money talking point is, how can I reduce or increase the impact that social media has on my money? Well, if you want to reduce the negative impact that social media might be having, go through your following list. See who you're following and see if they're good for your wallet. Ask yourself that question. It says, is this person good for my wallet? And if you're trying to be that hardcore about filtering your feed for stuff that's good for your wallet and going to help you in the long run with your money, then ask that question. And if they're not going to help you, then unfollow them. It's a little bit over the top, but especially go through your following list and say, are they costing me money? Is something that I'm following because of this person's advice or things like that costing me money? Then I would say unfollow those accounts, but be intentional. Pay attention to how you feel after consuming financial content online. If you feel like you're quick, snappy, and you got to do something right now, put a pause in place, put the 24-hour rule in place, start doing maybe a little bit of research about that topic, but don't dive into it. Don't get caught in a rabbit hole where you're going to go change your whole financial life and change your entire investment situation and everything all because of one Instagram post. Take a deep breath, put in the 24-hour rule, and pay attention to how you feel in the moment after consuming financial content. If you feel motivated to save more money, if you're going to change your next paycheck's 401k contribution to increase it, but you're not really that worried about it because it's still 2 weeks away or 4 weeks away, then those are probably good things because you're not focused on the instantaneous get rich quick stuff. But let's wrap up today's episode next. All right, this is going to be a quick little conclusion today, but thank you so much for listening to Money Talk with Skyler Fleming. I hope you've had the chance to check out some of my new blog posts that are going out. But Also, know that social media can be good, but it can also be very bad. You got to make sure you know who you're following. But if you want to head over to my blog page, you can always subscribe there to get regular emails about blog posts and the like. But please consider following me on social media if you want some good long-term content to help you fill your wallet. But, of course, thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.